Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor from Hunter and Parts in Between, the man who's ready to go at all times here on the show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I'm ready to go right now. Hit that freeway and long gone, boys.
Yeah, where are you headed out to? Parts Unknown?
Parts Unknown. With me and this guy, Bourdain. Remember the guy who
Anthony Bourdain's no longer with us, but
yes,
he used to go to strange, one of a kind type restaurants, and
he used to eat the weirdest stuff. No wonder he. Yeah.
This true story that a guy went to Australia. You know, they've been locked down. We got a lot of listeners in Australia, and he went there. This was in 2016. This is when the last time Australia was open to visiting was back in 2016, possibly. You guys can in Australia can let me know, but. This guy goes to Australia, visits. He decides, because there's KFCs all over the place, Kentucky Fried Chicken, he wants to go to the KFC, and he orders himself the three-piece combo, which is two...
the three-piece.
The two legs there, whatever, and the chicken breast, and he starts to eat it, and he looks, and there's some kind of a gray piece over there, and it's a chicken lung that he got in there as an added bonus, and they said, shh, don't say anything, other people are going to want it. Apparently, it's okay if there's a lung in there, but it didn't look too good. It was gray. Everything else was nice, golden, crisp, and then the gray lung that got mixed into the...
It's the presentation that matters.
Am I right?
It really is.
And you know that from being the famed sports chef.
It really is. You know, anything that turns out to be not okay is okay if you mean for it to be okay.
So you have replaced appliances in your kitchen, and you're a great chef. What is your go-to dish that you have when you're watching a football game or something? What is it that you
prepare?
Well,
now that you know, you bring up the lung, I mean, how about the hindquarter for the kangaroo?
That is delicious, and the way you prepare it. What's your secret?
Don't tell anybody.
That's it.
That's how you do it.
Kangaroo rump. Now we're going to have everybody from Pete against us. We're just joking here, everybody. We're going to take a break here and come back. We've got a lot of people here on the show today.
Yeah, what happened? All of a sudden we got too many people.
Try and see if I finally get some representation here from Lee Steinberg on the show today.
Yeah, he'll come in here. Maybe he can get me out of here.
Yeah.
Get me back in uniform.
Get
me back in uniform, Lee, please.
Deal going. We're going to have Lee coming up, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. The Hall of Fame in baseball, the strike in baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Who goes in and who goes out?
It's the Sports Lounge.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth Skin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have a 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. This is going to stand the test of time. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, and we talk about Hunter, we talk about Lands End, we talk about all the great shows you've done. We rarely talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you had a great starring role in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that was...
Tell me what that was about, would you?
I will.
I must have been unconscious the entire time I did that.
You got shot in that episode, didn't you?
Yeah, I was drinking wine. The guy walked up behind me and shot me.
Yeah, in
the head.
Can
you believe it? In the head.
So you even came back in the episode and said, what happened? And you got shot in the head. All right, we're here with you on Sports Byline Radio. We're here at CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM Channel 217, XM 203, online 967. Thank you all for joining us. We have a special guest on the show. You know, from time to time, Fred, we bring in some great guests. So this next guest is a guy I really want to talk to. He's an agent, one of the great agents. This guy, Lee Steinberg, is when you think agents, his name pops into your head. He's not only a sports agent, an entrepreneur, he's an author. He's CEO of his own company, Lee Steinberg Sports Entertainment Holdings. Listen to this. He is the guy who's credited with the inspiration for the movie, the film Jerry Maguire. You know, Show Me the Money, that kind of thing. He's got the clients with athletes and the coaches in football, basketball, baseball, hockey, boxing, golf, and he is amazing.
Well, he's a multi-hyphenate.
He's a good guy. Lee Steinberg, welcome to the broadcast.
A multi-hyphenate.
that's you, Lee. Hey, that's welcome to the show, by the way.
I love the Shield. And Michael Chiklis was a guest at one of our Super Bowl parties.
Yeah, and did you see the episode with Fred where he got shot in the head?
Yeah, they sucker punched me with a 45.
My job is to prevent you from getting shot in the head.
Yeah.
Well, were you, Lee? I think you were over at the craft service table while they were filming that segment.
Talk about not getting asked on for a second episode to be as a recurring guest star.
No, they kept yelling down the hall. Is Fred Dreyer still alive in this thing?
Yeah, they finally did. But it was a good episode. It was great. And you were excellent on NCIS, I think, wasn't that?
We're hopscotching now.
Yeah, you were. I know. That was great. All right, Lee, welcome to the show. We got lots of stuff to talk to you about, limited time. So thank you for being on here with us. But let's talk a little bit first about this baseball strike. Are we going to resolve this? Are we going to get spring training on time? You deal with this stuff all the time with your clients. What do you think?
I think the worst thing a sport can ever do is have a labor stoppage or a work stoppage. If you remember in baseball, in 94, they had that season that got postponed because of negotiation. And the gross receipts in that sport dropped 40%, and it took the home run hitting contest of Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire to bring the sport back. So the last thing you want to do is rub this in the face of the fans. I understand yesterday they actually made some progress in discussions, and I think they're acutely aware of the fact that they're in the entertainment business and they're competing with the NFL and the NHL and Walt Disney World and home box office and Netflix and every other form of discretionary entertainment spending. So I think they understand that they simply can't allow headlines of labor discord at a time when we're in a pandemic and the economy sort of cratered to be the way they relate to the public.
Yeah.
Well, Lee, this would be a perfect opportunity right on the coattails of the Super Bowl here in Los Angeles for somebody in Major League Baseball to make a statement that would rock the sports world at this point in time, you know. I remember Carol Rosenblum, owner of the Rams, would do things, and he would contrast making a Ram announcements of some varying sort while other sports were having their heyday, you know. And this would be a perfect opportunity for Major League Baseball to come in on the coattails of the Super Bowl, in my view, and make a statement and steal the thunder and get people and gain momentum.
I agree with you. And if you think about where we are, we just had the most spectacular weekend of NFL playoff football ever.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, what are the actuarial odds that you would have four games and every single one would come down to the last play? So this country is gaga for professional football. And you're right. This would be a time for baseball to reestablish, you know, image and brand. Because football is having its greatest season.
Yeah, sports agent, best-selling author, entrepreneur, our guest Lee Steinberg is here. And it was an incredible weekend of football. And Lee, your thoughts, and Fred, you too. Should they have a coin toss, and then when it's an overtime game, one team gets the football, they score a touchdown, the game is over? Shouldn't they play for a period of time? Lee, what's your thoughts on that?
Even the college solution would be better than this. And I remember several years ago, our client Patrick Mahomes had to sit on the sidelines in a similar situation watching yep. Tom Brady go straight down for a touchdown. Mahomes never got to touch the ball. And it shouldn't be all reliant on the coin toss. In other words, Josh Allen plays this fabulous game. The only yeah. thing he didn't do that was stellar was call heads or tails or whatever he called.
Yeah.
And that can't be the factor. You can't go through 17 games, get to the playoffs, and have that be the way in which a game – but it's partly decided. They still had to go down and score the touchdown. What was even more amazing is the fact that with 13 seconds, Kansas City was able to go down and tie the game.
Yeah.
I mean, 13 seconds. If they had squib kicked and let the ball bounce around, 13 seconds is about long enough for me to say 13 seconds.
There you go. Fred, your thoughts on that? Because you and I were talking about this before, and as Lee Steinberg, our guest here, says, it just doesn't seem fair.
Well, it's not fair, and it's kind of foolish in a way. You know, you have a great league. People love the sport, as Lee was talking about, and you play 17 games, and then you gear up to have your 10 teams, I guess it is, that you want to represent the league in the playoff series, and you come up with really nothing imaginative. What happens if the games go, they're tied after regulation? Well, it should be just simply meet out in the front in front of the your bench with your coach. And whoever's turn it is to snap the ball, they snap the ball. And you just keep playing until you resolve it. And you know, because the teams now, you've got kickers now, as we've seen, who can kick field goals from 60 yards. And so that aspect has prevented everybody from saying, well, you know, let's delineate between a touchdown and a field goal. So if you score a touchdown, that'll give the other team, or if you score a touchdown, then you win automatically. But if you go for a field goal and you make it, the other team now gets a chance to extend the game through a field goal. I think both are preposterous, and there should be a way of just continuing the game without having to make those types of stipulations.
I agree with that. You think that's you think the college way anyway is better? Am I right, Lee? We gotta play till 2 a.m. for God's sakes. We were ready as a fan. I'm ready for it. So the guys get tired.
Yeah, that's
you got
right.
You got them a lot of money there, Lee. They can play.
You got Gatorade,
which is why you see that the critical factor now is what someone does in a time of adversity, right?
Yeah.
How is the level of play? Can an athlete tune out everything that's come before, compartmentalize, adopt a quiet mind, and perform in that critical moment?
That's the fun part of the game. Hang on, Lee. We got more coming up. Lee Steinberg's our guest. It's the Sports Lounge.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer is here with you, and our guest is Lee Steinberg, sitting in with us today on the Sports Lounge, smoking a cigar with Fred Dreyer. He's taking it kind of easy here, and we're getting the straight skinny on baseball strike, on football, and a lot more. Lee, once again, thanks for being with us here on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I grew up as a Ram fan. With my dad taking us, we sat so high in the LA Coliseum, you would have needed a telescope to see the players. But one of my special favorites was Fred Dreyer. And then he went on to be a great actor in that crime show. And so it's an honor for me.
Well, Lee, thanks very much. We've discussed things over the years, and you're a gentleman. And maybe at some point in time, I can meet up with you and talk about you getting me back into uniform.
There you go. That's it.
What do you think?
That's good. What do you think, Lee? He's ready to go back on the field, and if you represent him, we could get him back out there.
Have you heard of that new league, the BFL, the Baby Boomers Football League?
No, I haven't.
Oh, tell us about it.
No, the initial draft pick, just like the Giants picked you in, I think it was 69.
Yep.
But I think that, and you were a first-round draft pick, you'll be a first-round draft pick in the Baby Boomers League, everybody born from 1945 to 1955.
I'm so thrilled. I can't wait to run wind sprints and get into shape.
This is good stuff. We're loving this right now. Maybe reunite him with Fran Tarkington. His birthday's coming up, I think.
He's coming February 3rd. Fran will be 82.
Yeah, that'll be good stuff.
We'll figure it out. But, yeah, we're riding high over here. You know, we got the whole thing, the sports world covered here. We hop from football to baseball to basketball to the All-Star game and to the Hall of Fame. I just noticed, I don't know where you were going on your card over there, Mike, but I just noticed that this little report, David Ortiz.
Oh, you know, the Hall of Fame.
Story in the New York Times. 104 players who tested positive for performance-enhancing substances during a round of tests conducted in 2003. Those results were supposed to remain confidential, and the tests were done to see if the league had reached a threshold to conduct regular testing. That was a total disaster and set in motion what we have today, and that's a hatred and a prejudice, if you will, against players who were suspected of taking drugs.
Lee, what are your thoughts on that? And how many players took performance-enhancing drugs that we don't know about that are in the Hall of Fame, and the guys that we know about all of a sudden are on the outside looking in?
Well, first of all, let's make the point that everybody knew, that the league knew, that the players knew, that
yes.
The agents knew, that the unions knew.
Everybody knew.
And everybody knew. And because the sport was sort of brought back to life by McGuire and Sammy Sosa, and then later by Barry Bonds, they need some coherent philosophy, because you can't argue in any other way that Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens, I mean, obviously, are Hall of Fame players. And Barry Bonds was an outstanding player when he was still skinny.
Yeah, so,
exactly. Seven-time MVP.
Yeah, right. So what you need is some coherent philosophy. If you want to rule that every player from a certain time factor gets put in their own category, fine. But I think you have to recognize the fact that these players were so dominant before and after steroids.
Exactly. And, you know, Mike, you know, we were talking here before, Lee, that the Major League Baseball owners knew exactly, as you say, who was taking drugs. They knew everything about everything. They were desperate to get the fans crazy, and fans showed up and followed Bonds and Socha and McGuire, and they followed these great prolific players who were setting records left and right. And it was okay for Major League Baseball for that. You know, they always say that we don't want anything to adulterate the record books. Well, ownership did that. Ownership, you can hang that one right on them for supposedly turning their back and looking the other way. And so you've got now David Ortiz, now who's going into the Hall, and there's nobody talking negatively about him or that procedure that was done. And Manfred, who I think, you know, I don't want to get into it, but I just don't think he provides much leadership whatsoever. And now we're looking at what? You know, the new Major League Baseball definition of the record books. And what should happen is everybody who had a bat or glove in their hand for their career, they should go on record as to doing what was necessary under their contract obligations. And they performed, and they hit home runs. And David Ortiz and all of these guys, Bonds, Sosa, Clemens, all of these people did such a fantastic job. And suddenly now they're not allowed. They're not even allowed in the Hall of Fame. They're not. Nobody talks about them. And this is what bothers me. It's just like these people never existed. What they should do is say, you know what? We're going to put you in the Hall of Fame. We're going to put an asterisk right here, and we're going to explain to everybody what we know to be true. What is absolutely the truth, unadulterated. And the problem with that is nobody can prove anything.
Lee, your thoughts on that?
Are greatly similar to Fred's, because you can put whatever you want, but you can distinguish them if you want, but you have to be consistent. Do we know exactly who the players are? Do we have records of it? Do we know what years they use these? I think we can all agree it's cheating, because you can hit the ball farther and
right.
You can throw the ball faster. So you don't want to encourage that, because athletes are role models. But my point is, you can't just, as Fred said, make them non-persons. And they did what they did, and they were superb players, and that's
still had to hit the ball,
right? So you know, put them in the Hall of Fame. Maybe you have a time frame where you consider baseball was played a little differently, and maybe they go into that, or maybe they have an asterisk. But it defies common sense to think. Roger Clemens was a dominant pitcher before steroids ever saw.
You're right.
All of these guys were prolific.
Kurt Schilling's not in there. There's just so many. And, you know, they've got new categories. I don't know. Lee Steinberg is our guest here today on the Sports Lounge. I don't know if you heard this, but it's a lot of lobbying by Jim Crane out of Houston for trash can pounding. And there's a few people who have been entered in the Hall of Fame.
Well, how about that one, Lee? How about the owner of the Houston Astros being reprimanded not once, but twice, and him saying, yeah, I apologize. Gee, what an accident that was, cheating, trying to cheat the Dodgers and the Yankees and everybody out of victories in the World Series. And so what you wind up getting is nobody said, not one person in baseball, player or owner or anybody in the press ever said, take the team away from them. Make them divest the team. save baseball. I think that that's gone a long way to destroy the sanctity of all the record books and all of the players who played. And, you know, that that trumps, if you will, that trumps all of the garbage that the mainstream media and sports is doing to try to keep these players, Bond, Sosa, Clemens, what have you, from being acknowledged as the great Hall of Fame players that they are.
Lee Steinberg, your thoughts?
You can't do revisionist history and deny that there's got to be some criteria. What years can you prove that these people use steroids? What percentage does that make up of their overall career? The fact that everybody knew means that somehow baseball has to live up to that. We had widespread steroid use in football, and everyone, I mean teams and agents and the union, knew it was hazardous for the body. So we all got together and said, this is not good, and got rid of it. And you don't have those problems today in football, but it wasn't a labor versus management issue. Everyone agreed because you saw the roid rage and the destructive effects. And you could have, what I've never understood about steroids is in football, the guys were bigger, they were doughy, they had pimples, you could tell a steroid user. And I don't know if they use a different type in baseball, but it was so visible in football.
Well, they used in baseball androstenedione dione. I took that years ago when I was playing in junior college. It's an over-the-counter it's a supplement, and what it does is it helps you recover. It's not there to try to say it on the bottle. You take this and you'll hit 30 home runs. That's not the purpose of it. Now, ask McGuire about that. That's what he was taking.
A little bit more with Lee Steinberg straight ahead. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thank you so much.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit againstthenumber.com.
That's againstthenumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Take the spa experience home with Alico's luxury sauna line.
Choose from a unique variety of indoor or outdoor saunas that come in multiple shapes, sizes, and wood types, handcrafted from the highest quality materials. View our full selection at Alico.com to find the perfect match for your lifestyle. That's A-L-E-K-O.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com. Monthly financing available.
And we're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. A lot of comments coming in our chat room and emails. And we have our special guest today, Lee Steinberg. Lee, what you got going? We've been monopolizing your time here on your opinions, but do you have something here, a new book, anything out you want to tell us about?
Well, actually, we have our Super Bowl party coming up, which is will be my 35th.
Wow.
And it's Saturday, February 12th. And we do two things. First of all, on the issue of concussions, we have a brain summit. So I've been bringing together neurologists and people that got ways to cure TBI for a number of years. So that goes the first hour, and then we're again at Sony Studios, the old MGM, and then we raise money for a variety of charities. We have exhibits of new healing modalities like hyperbaric oxygen and light stem, and we have a stem cell exhibit, all sorts of ways to, you know, improve the health of players and bring them back to action quicker and anti-aging. And so we're coming up on that. I leave Saturday to go back to see the game between Cincinnati and the Chiefs. And
okay, who are you picking in that? Tell us about your thoughts on that. Well, these are going to be good games, and they're Sunday. The Bengals and the Chiefs are at CBS at 3 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. It's at noon Pacific time. Your thoughts, Lee Steinberg, on the Bengals and the Chiefs?
Well, given the fact that we represent Patrick Mahomes,
there you go.
Heavily invested in the Chiefs winning. We just don't happen to have any players on the Bengals. We have plenty on the Rams and 49ers. But Cincinnati's has that stunningly prolific offense, and that Joe Burrow is playing out of his mind.
Yeah, he's terrific, that kid.
But at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes had 13 seconds to drive the ball 60 yards.
Unbelievable. He's tooling up. I think he's tooling up for that game. And I got to tell you, I agree with you. Cincinnati has looked impressive. It's going to be an interesting game. But I think that Mahomes tooled up a little bit against the Bills. Fred, your thoughts on that?
Well, Mahomes clearly, you know, to pull that game out the way he did it, he's really peaking at the right time. So is the entire team. All four teams, I think, are capable of winning.
Yeah, I agree. What about the Rams 49ers on also on Sunday? That's at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, 3:30 Pacific time. That'll be on Fox.
Well, it sort of depends if it's the Rams playing at their peak or the Rams giving up four fumbles. Matthew Stafford was having a fabulous game, and then surprise that Tom Brady brought his team back. But if the Rams are clicking on all cylinders and they eliminate the turnovers, then I'm betting on the Rams.
Well, you know, you do know this game is played at the line of scrimmage. And for the last two games that these two teams, Frisco and L.A., have played, Frisco has overwhelmingly dominated the line of scrimmage. And unless the Rams have a secret way of doing something and changing that around, I'll pick San Francisco.
You're going San Francisco?
Well, no, I'm saying if everything holds true. I mean, I'd love the storyline where L.A. now gets to play on their home field and they get to play the Super Bowl there as well. That's great. But at the same time, the facts are the facts. They don't look too good at the line of scrimmage.
Got to play four quarters. And Fred, did you go out and help him on hiking? Did you go through a remedial with the Rams, show him how to hike the football?
I'm on my way after the show tonight to get down to Newport Beach to the practice facility.
So Lee Steinberg, our guest here, what about the future here? Everybody speculates after every game is over. With Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, they going to play another year? What do you think?
Aaron Rodgers certainly will. I doubt he'll want to leave with that being the last game he played.
Yeah.
And the question is where. And, you know, he was complaining in the offseason that he didn't have much help and they hadn't drafted the right player and they drafted the quarterback a couple of years ago and took him by surprise. But he can't complain about his supporting cast this year. And most players, given their choice, would rather stay on the same team. So I don't see him retiring. Now, Tom Brady believes in his mind that he can play forever. And he seems to still love it. So I'd be surprised if he retired either.
Yeah, I think that everybody stays put.
What about Sean Payton? You got a job for him coaching somewhere?
He would have his choice of any job, because he did the New Orleans Saints were miserable before he came, and they were contenders after he got there. And they ran a pretty model franchise, except they had one big burp in terms of getting suspended. But that's exactly the sort of person that could build any franchise, and we have so many jobs open in the NFL right now. We've got so many teams that are looking. Some of them have solved it, but we have a turnover that's pretty immense, where a quarter of the league gets turned over in coaching every year. It's not a great job for longevity if you don't win.
Well, Sean Payton is very good with quarterbacks. He himself is very good. And great quarterbacks, Drew Brees, like being in his system. And that's the type of a coach that will attract great quarterbacks in the draft.
I agree. And I think that there's so many teams, but you'd have to get behind his motivation for retiring from New Orleans. Was he burnt out? Did he need time off?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he looking forward to a TV career? Or, in point of fact, did some friction there in some way create this? So, you know, I don't represent him, and I'm not sure if whether or not he wants to go right back into coaching, because he's had a very long run in contemporary. I mean, outside of Bill Parcells, he's had the longest run there is.
Well, I think all those things you stated are true. I think he's close to being burnt out. I think he kind of realized that and stepped aside. I think it would have been odd if he would have retired last year after Drew Brees left. It would have hurt the franchise. He was there trying to kickstart the quarterback position, and you know, it didn't come out too well. But yet he felt his obligation of having to stay there and work with the system and the coordinators. I don't know who's going to come in and take his place, but you might get a tip off if a coordinator comes in and says, "Let me be the head coach here for the year. I'll keep the place warm for Sean until he comes back." But I think that Sean and these guys, look what happened to Bill Cowher. I mean, he wanted to take a little break, and then he got a job coaching. You know, got a job as a TV and analyst, and he hasn't looked back.
Yeah,
I think he's unusual because having represented players for 47 years, I've virtually never met anybody who willingly retired. They get to the point where their bodies are too beat up or their skill set has declined.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they do retire, I can't tell you the amount of times I've had players who retired and 4 weeks into the next season say, you think a team would be interested in me? You never hear
that's
that.
That's what we were going to ask
what,
you, Lee.
That's what I was going to ask you, Lee. Jesus, I'm 75. There's got to be a place for me.
A shot somewhere, Lee. Hey, Lee, we love it that you're here on the show. And again, if we want to get involved in your Super Bowl party coming up on February 12th, where do we go? Is there a website? How do we get information?
Yes, you go to SteinbergSports.com. or to Leanne at SteinbergSports.com. We're raising money for charity, and generally we comp most of the tickets, but this year we're doing a fundraise for a group called Lantern in Los Angeles that helps young inner-city kids get mentoring.
And where's the party going to be held?
At Sony Studios, the old MGM.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one. Yeah. SteinbergSports.com is where you go, everybody. STEINBERG, Steinberg Sports, a sport with an S on it, SteinbergSports.com. Lee, don't be a stranger. Come back again. We love having you on the show.
I love it. Well, I enjoyed you, and Fred is, I used to collect his football cards.
Well, he's selling them to you now if you'd like to get
yeah.
one.
That rookie card just went to $1.75.
Yes, really, it's like $2 million. $2 million.
I don't
Lee, thanks so much for being with us.
So long.
All right, there he goes. There's the great Lee Steinberg, everybody. What a great guy. And you want to get to his Super Bowl party February 12th and get information at SteinbergSports.com, STEINBERG, sports.com. And get on down there and make things happen. So thanks to him for putting this together. Let's get to some of the neighbors here, Fred. We got a few people that are been wanting to talk to you here a little bit, and we've see what we can get for you. Everybody's saying hello to you from Nebraska. Nikki is out there. Bruce is in there from New Hampshire. He says he loves listening to the show. Kathy from Lawndale is in there. So Bernard from Ottawa, listen to this. A negative 22 degrees Fahrenheit in Ottawa.
Is he outside?
He's outside.
Well, you go inside.
Go inside and get back in there. And he says, happy birthday to your former teammate, Jack Youngblood.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. I think Jack is, 70?
Something like that.
Is he 70?
I think so.
What is he?
I don't know. Maybe Bernard can let us know.
Somewhere's right around there.
You know, we got Ottawa, negative 22 degrees Fahrenheit. That is... if he's available, maybe he'll go to be able to type over there. Also, yes. Kelly says it's cold in Pennsylvania. We got James that's tuned in there. Who do you think he wants to know? Do you think there's a front runner to be coaching the Saints now that Sean Payton is gone?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think it's going to come from inside the organization.
Nikki watched the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode, and she says maybe she can get us the episode number so we could screen it.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
But wouldn't that be good? And actually see the actual where you got shot in the head.
You just won't leave.
I like it.
A lot of those sayings are buried.
I like it. It's good. Yeah. All right. What else do we have here for you? We got Kelly said just watched The Return of the Hunter. She says and she says she cried when your girlfriend died in the show. Did you have a girlfriend?
Return of Hunter.
Yeah, that's what she said.
The Return of Hunter.
Yeah, she said, just watched your movie, The Return of Hunter. Everyone walks in L.A. I admit I cried when your girlfriend died.
Oh, yeah, that was,
yeah. So
that was underrated show, actually.
Yeah, 72 years old for Jack Youngblood, by the way.
72?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's good. All right, we come back. We'll get to some fan mail here and see what you got there for us. That's at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We're coming to you on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM. Thanks for joining us here. Email us. Get the hit with Fred.
Yes, please do.
And maybe we'll get some comments here from Fred. Go to the old mailbag when we return. Thanks for joining us right here.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. All right, we got to get to our fan mailbag here, and we got a lot of great stuff coming your way. Fran Tarkington is going to be, 82, you said, on February 3rd, and Pamela sent a great photo of when you and Fran played for the Giants, and along with your teammate Bob Lertsema.
Lertsema,
is that the way you say it?
Yeah.
Lertsema, and there's...
there he is, right there on the right.
Bob Lertsema there for you.
That's Pinch Walmer. Bob left the Giants and went to the Vikings right after Tarkin got there and became Bench Warmer Bob. And he did. He had more commercials than you could ever imagine.
And Fran Tarkington, hopefully we can try to get him on the phone. Again, that'll be good. Lertsema is going to turn 80 on March 29th, played for the Giants from 67 to 71. Also, Bridget has sent in a photograph here, said, by far it's the coolest thing of a sports memorabilia that she owns, and it's your jersey that she's got for you, the old number 89 jersey that she's got coming up for you. And it's
hey, where'd you get that?
She says she's the Sultan of Safeties, Fred Dreyer, Sergeant Rick Hunter, in other circles.
Yeah.
And Lori Evans says she's a crazy Iowa girl. She's the one that drove out to see you at the signing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Out there and signing things. And she said, just a quick line to let you know I arrived home safely. Five and a half days on the road, 6 states, 4,100 miles, all added up to an amazing trip. It was a pleasure to meet you and Stephanie at the Hollywood Show.
You did all the work and you showed up there. And I'm just sorry that there wasn't more people under a better set of circumstances.
COVID-19.
By that I mean, the COVID was there and the crowds were kind of subdued.
Quick question, she forgot to ask you. What was it like to work with Charles Hallahan and John Sharon?
Charlie was the best, and we had some good actors on that show. And
John Sharon?
John Sharon was Ambrose was pretty good. He was a good guy.
All right, that's our show. What a barn burner we had for you this week.
It was, wasn't it? Next week,
yeah, same time, same radio station. And don't forget, you can get our podcast. Just shout at your Amazon Echo or Google Home. Play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. It'll play for you anytime you want it.
Yeah.
And it's wherever podcasts are available.
Yep.
Check out Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and at Facebook, facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts, Fred?
Well, a real, real happy thank you to Lee Steinberg.
Yeah, thanks. That was a great show and a great day for us here. And we'll see you next week.